Reish Tzadi Aleph, Sif Gimel. Continuing the halachas of Shal Shudas, Mechaber says after morning Suda went for so long that's already Zman Mincha in the afternoon, she should break up the Suda, bench, and then wash and make a mitzvah again each Shal Shudas. Mishtabur explains that you should go for a walk outside and then come back. This way it will not be an issue of Brocha Shein and Tzricha. If you stay in that place and you just bench and wash again, then it's considered Suda Achas, and not even Yetzah having a separate Suda. And the reason why this in general is not a problem with Brocha Shein and Tzricha is because we need the Eitzah to have Shal Shudas over here. The Mechaber explains that if you're going to keep on eating that first Suda longer and longer, eventually it's going to come to the point that when you need to have Shal Shudas later, you're not going to be able to eat. It's going to be a Chilagasa because you'll get more and more full, and there won't be room anymore to have Shal Shudas. So because of that, we say it's not considered Brocha Shein and Tzricha because you have a Chiyuv to have Shal Shudas, you bench, you take a little walk to hack it up, to separate it, and then you come back and you wash again for Shal Shudas. In fact, the Rambam says that somebody knows that he'll be able to eat later on after mincha time, he should rather the bench later on, or whenever it is, and go to mincha with the shul, and then come back and have Shal Shudas after mincha. He says if you make Shal Shudas before mincha, vadi yitzah, but it's better to do it after, and this way there's no Shal Shudas, Shein Tzricha, and that's, you know, for somebody who knows he's going to eat later on. But if it's like mishash v'chilagas later on, it's not g'day. He's just benched now towards the end of the first Suda, and then take a little walk, and come back and wash again, and start over, and this will be the Eitzah for him for Shal Shudas. Now, when Yom Tov falls out on Matzah Shabbos, so generally Shal Shudas is not eaten towards the end of the day, it's eaten earlier, because we don't want to have a Suda on Erev Yom Tov so close to Yom Tov, same way we don't want to have a Suda on Erev Shabbos so close to Shabbos. However, somebody has to, because these types of circumstances, the morning Suda on Shabbos went longer, and by the time he's able to eat Shal Shudas, it's already later. It's fine, all he has to have for Shal Shudas is to drop more in the Kabeya, and that's really better than splitting up the morning Suda in two and not having a proper hefsek and getting involved in Shalos of Brocha Shein and Tzricha. Now, Mishmur brings in the Beis Yosef that once not publicly give a share and dash and barab, the people should break up the morning Suda in two, bench, and then wash again for Shalos Shudas, because you're going to have people doing it before Chatzos, when you can't even be Yetzah Shalos Shudas yet, like we mentioned previously. So this should not be announced publicly, but privately, this is the psak that if the day Suda took so long that you're afraid that if you have Shalos Shudas later, it's going to be a Chilagasa, so rather before the end of the Suda, bench, take a little walk, come back, and wash again, and that will be Shal Shudas. The Mishnah says, the Magen Avraham brings Sefer Chasidim, somebody only has enough food for two Sudas, if he divides into three, so none of the Sudas will be enough to fill him up. He should rather have two full Sudas, rather than breaking up and having no Geshmak Suda that fills him up. However, a simple solution could be this solution, that when it comes Chatzos, bench, and then take a little walk and wash again, and this way, Yetzah Shal Shudas this way, one should not chatchila wait to eat until Chatzos time, in order to be able to do this, but if they find that they're holding past Chatzos, this could be an Eitzah for them. Sif Dal, by Shal Shudas, there's no reason to have Kiddush. Shapur explains that Kiddush is once by night and once by day. Just like by night is only one Kiddush, by day is also only one Kiddush. But the Mechaber says you have to have Lech Mishnah by Shal Shudas, the same as every other Suda. The Ramah says if somebody watches additional times during the day, more than Shal Shudas, more than three Sudas, they have to have Lech Mishnah every Suda they have in Shabbos. In Shabbos, every Suda has to have Lech Mishnah, even beyond the Sudas they have to have. The Rambam says that somebody doesn't have Lech Mishnah for Shal Shudas, they should at least make sure that one Kikar Shal and one full Chal for Shal Shudas. The Mishnah explains that it was double the amount of mon on Erev Shabbos. So instead of two loaves of bread, they got four. One was for a Friday day Suda, one was Friday night, one was Shabbos morning, and one was for Shal Shudas. So it comes out the last one was a one Kikar Shal for Shal Shudas. In any case, supposed to have Lech Mishnah for Shal Shudas also. That's the Iker Psak, but somebody who can't, he should at least try to have a Shalom rather than just having a Prusa, a broken piece. And if he can't, he doesn't have a Shalom, only has a broken piece, he should still wash and eat it. It's better to have Shal Shudas, the broken piece of Challah, that's not a Shal Shudas at all. Even if he can't become Lech Mishnah and can't become any having a Shalom, at least he should become having the Suda. Mishmur brings that to Kiddush Shabbos that even though there's no Kiddush Shal Shudas, it's good to Mahadar to make a broch on wine to Chasuda. To Chasuda, you should pour himself a cup of wine and make Bari Priya Goffin. I personally once ate Shal Shudas by Rav Chaim Kanievsky Zatzal. Those who say that he made Kiddush B'Shal Shudas, that wasn't true, he did not make Kiddush. However, in the middle of the Suda, he poured himself a cup of wine and made Bari Priya Goffin, and he was Kaveh Sadasai Al Yain. Now, Shmura says there's not enough Lech Mishnah for everybody, so then the Batzea, the one who's making a mitzvah for everyone, he'll have Lech Mishnah in front of him, and with his mitzvah, he should patter all the people who are participating in the Suda, and make sure they know to have a mind Yetzah this bracha. This is the Yetzah's Lech Mishnah, and that's what we do by every standard Shabbos Suda, that the one who's making mitzvah, everybody, he has Lech Mishnah, he's mitzvah everyone with a mitzvah, and everyone's Yetzah having Lech Mishnah through him. The halacha says that if you have one shalim and one prusa, one broken piece, have a shalim b'shal shudas, the prusa malav malka. He says that even though malav malka is also mitzvah, but shal shudas chashiva harbi yais is much more chashiva malav malka. He says our people have a mistake about this and do the opposite, and it's wrong. Shal shudas is much more chashiva than malav malka, even though malav malka is also a mitzvah.